91.7 KXT. I want to welcome Centromatic to the studios. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. I want to talk to you a little bit about the new album, Candidate Waltz, and also you know, about the show you're playing tonight, the festival. You're headlining one of the headliners for the Homegrown Music and Arts Fest that's later on this evening. You want to get right into a song?
Sure. Yeah.
Step away, it's gonna switch to something you can't understand now. Second, all your suspects wrapped in all the comfort of a fault line, dressed in all the unforgiving lies, stick giving. Felt the city breathing. Some are gonna take away that vacancy you're gonna leave behind. Sweating out the facts and leaving all the questions on paper. The words that you put against the line. Against the line, and I go down and down and down and down, 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 down and down and down.
Very nice. It's Centromatic live on 91.7 KXT. Candidate Waltz is the name of the new record. And I understand you wrote a lot of the record when you were living in Bastrop. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah. It was during the summer of 2009 and sweltering heat. And I just set up a handful of amplifiers and a four-track machine and some guitars and a bass. My wife's bass was in the back of the closet, and I wound up using that to write most of the songs, really, for the first time. And I don't know, as long as I've been writing songs, I use the bass as the primary instrument on most of the four tracks. And it was a lot of fun. It kind of provided a new angle of approaching a song, and definitely led me down some different paths. So it was a really fun writing session. It was really fast, maybe 10 days or so.
Oh, really? Okay. Do you think maybe the rural influence of being out in Bastrop affected the writing at all?
Oddly, I don't think that it did. I think some of the songs sound as urban as we've ever sounded, which, I don't know, to me, a song like Against the Line sounds a little more, well, it involves the word city even, but so I expected maybe things would come out sounding a little more spacious or rural, but really things were a little more compact and tightly wound. So I just kind of ran with it, I guess.
Yeah. Well, and about that song, Against the Line, you know, when you were making this record in 2009, that was before the wildfires moved through and just devastated that whole county, really. And so you've recently made a video for that song, Against the Line, and it's kind of paying tribute to the, I mean, not only the area, but the rebuilding process too, right?
Yeah, it's kind of our humble salute and tribute to those that survived the fires and that are rebuilding in the wake of them. It's a very long process, but fortunately there have been a lot of efforts made since that have brought the community together even tighter, and it's moving along, you know, it's moving along. So it's kind of our humble tribute to those folks.
And you guys made the video yourselves pretty much, right?
Matthew Lewis Pence shot most every bit of it and has worked diligently on it. And we took an afternoon and went out to the Lost Pines Forest and did a lot of shooting. And our friend Mike Marshall has done a lot of editing and work on it as well. It was pretty fast. It was over the course of just a few hours. We were losing sunlight, just trying to desperately get last shots.
In one of the homes where we were shooting it, they escaped the fire in a Mini Cooper, two adults in a Mini Cooper with seven dogs and seven cats. So just to give you an idea of the kind of panic, like just trying to get out of the wake of this thing that was heading for them. It's just horrifying.
Yeah, I mean, you just couldn't escape, you know, following that on the news last year because it was so devastating. Is it getting any better in that area now that you've been back? Or
slowly but surely, some folks are choosing to rebuild, and others are moving on to different places. I've spoken to both sets of approaches, you know, both folks, both types of folks that are choosing to stay put and really see this thing through, and others that have enjoyed their time out there, but have chosen to move back to the city or other places. So it's kind of a mixture of feelings. I think even still, there was a great art show, an art opening last month in Austin called Art from the Ashes. And what they did back in, I guess, January, early February, was that they set aside many, many artifacts that were burned in the fire, metal, glass, all kinds of things. And they opened up these storage sheds and invited artists to come out and pick through whatever they'd like, take it with the intention of making art out of the artifacts. And they had the opening just last month in Austin, and it was really incredible. It was a very moving show, but also very inspiring.
Yeah, that's a great idea too, to you know, really get inspiration from that. When is the video for Against the Line? When is that gonna come out?
Pretty soon.
We just have to do titles. It's ready. We just have a little bit of title prep, and then we'll be ready to go. We haven't actually settled on an exact date to release it.
So, yeah, soon. Okay. Very soon. Well, it's Centromatic in 91.7 KXT in our studios, playing tonight at the Homegrown Music and Arts Fest. Ready for another song?
Yeah.
Let's do it. There was a talk
taps and the clicks as if it couldn't be done. But they played until we had been till we had been we had been we had been we had been and they never thought, and they never thought twice.
All right, it's Centromatic on 91.7 KXT. Thanks again for coming in, guys. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we love the new record, Candidate Waltz. We've been playing it ever since it came out last year. Anything new in the horizon that you're working on? Or
we got plans to start recording hopefully late summer. And there's a whole bunch of new material that's written. I've been kind of kicking around and sifting through, and I'll probably add some more stuff to it, take some stuff away. But hopefully we can get together before the end of the year and break ground on another one.
Perfect. And all right, and you're also playing tonight, one of the headliners of the Homegrown Music and Arts Fest, and that's happening in Main Street Garden, right downtown. So, well, good luck with the show tonight, and thanks again for coming in.
Of course, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks.
It's 91.7 KXT.